Hi, everyone. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. What traders have been waiting for all week is the World Ag Supply and Demand Report, which came out this morning. The Ag Department increased the wheat ending stocks in the U.S. at 698 million bushels compared to 570 million bushels in April last year. Compare that to the month of March, it raised 24 million bushels. The ending stocks for corn are down 50 million bushels, but still higher than the average pre-report estimate. DTN believes this drop in corn stocks is due to higher than anticipated ethanol use for corn crop. Soybeans were raised 25 million bushels from March's estimate at 340. With warmer temperatures on the way comes the concern of drought. The USDA's Farm Service Agency has emergency loans available for producers in specific areas. In Montana, the areas of Missoula and Ravalli are available for funds to help with replacement of equipment, rebuilding of livestock, and other drought-related losses. If you're curious to see what the Ag Department sees in terms of drought during the growing season, you can take a look at the drought monitor at USDA's FSA page. We'll be back with more headlines right after this.
Searching for high-quality cowboy-kind bulls? Look no further than Treasure Bull Test, April 16th at Western Livestock. These are masculine, deep-middled, and heavy-muscled bulls on solid foundations, Black Angus bulls that are top performers in their herds. Treasure Bull Test offers 110 of these performance-tested bulls April 16th, Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls. Bid online with Northern Livestock Video. The Cowboys and Cowgirls Performance Bull Test. Visit treasurebulltest.com.
Thiosol by Crop Vitality helps increase yields by satisfying your crop's nitrogen and sulfur needs. Sulfur is crucial for the proper use of applied nitrogen and an essential building block for sulfur-based amino acids for plant protein. Adding thiosol to a UAN solution is a cost-efficient and effective way to reduce nitrogen field losses due to leaching. It's compatible with most liquid fertilizers and easy to apply. Thiosol, effective, economical, essential. Find out more at cropvitality.com.
This is Grace McDonald on the Northern Ag Network, back with headlines. The Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service is funding $12 million to help control chronic wasting disease in wild and farmed deer and elk. The disease has spread widely throughout the U.S. and is a problem because the disease can be transmitted to other animals during what they call the silent incubation period, where they do not show any symptoms. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln has identified the cause of a genetic mutation, including delayed blindness in Herefords. The genetic condition of blindness in Herefords comes from a recessive gene, the affected cow inheriting two copies of the mutation, one from each parent. Those affected do not present sight issues until after a year of age. The Nebraska Vet Center has created a test that allows producers to help manage the delayed blindness mutation within their herd to prevent mating of carriers. Thanks for joining us on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Grace McDonald.